Welcome and good early evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Victory Field, home of the Indianapolis Indians. The Indianapolis Indians are the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. To welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity baseball game. The visiting team on the scoreboard will be the Varley Vikings. The home team will be the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access, putmeinsports.com, since 2008. For announcing the lineups right now down on the field, we'll mention this is the 57th annual IHSAA Boys Baseball State Tournament. It will conclude this weekend, state finals, Victory Field, 501 West Maryland Street, Indianapolis. Class 1A and Class 3A will play here on the 14th of Friday. The 14th, we'll mention, the Class 1A are Reeve at 27-6. Class 1A, Lafayette Central Catholic, at 27-6. Game going to start here momentarily at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 30 p.m. Central Time. Game two happening. Second game today will be a bit later in the evening. It's going to start about 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. That's still Friday tonight for the Class 3A. And we'll mention it is Robust Jesuit, 25-9, going against New Prairie, 26-5. Then tomorrow evening, we'll talk about this. It's going to be a game at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. The June 15th has been a son's birthday, and I will mention happy birthday. We'll miss Class 2A. Class 2A is Providence going against Fiona Christian. Providence at 21-7. Fiona Christian, 21-9, as mentioned, at the 4:30 start tomorrow. Right here at Victory Field. That's a 3:30 p.m. start, Central Time. Game two tomorrow will finish the season. Right there, it's going to be on the 15th also, right here on Saturday night. It'll be Class 4A. 8 p.m. start time, thereabouts. 7 p.m. Central Time. And we'll mention it's going to be Mooresville. Mooresville, 32-3, the only team that has eclipsed the 30-win plateau, we'll mention. Lake Central at 24-9. We're finishing up the lineups right now, down on the field, introducing the Knights starting lineup. They're going to line up on the third base line. They're going to occupy the third base dugout. We'll mention Bar Reed's going to occupy the first base dugout. Bar Reed's going to wear the red jerseys and the black pants. Then the Central Catholic Knights will wear white jerseys with blue stripes, and they'll go with the white, or excuse me, blue pinstripes. We'll mention a little bit about today's ball game. Talk about four teams on the scoreboard. Mention, we'll get through this in a minute. Semi-state finals happened last weekend. The South and the North. Okay, hats off. We're going to take some time here. For our country, playing of our national anthem here momentarily. We're finishing up public address. I believe we're listening to Chad Nickum. Chad Nickum, public address announcer. Quality voice. Except the lineups here. I'm going to go out and take the baseline and third baseline. I'm going to have to go with four umpires from the field today. We're going to set this down. Or national anthem.
Twilight last evening, good brother.
our national anthem. Condition of a male voice. Now, one of the best female voices we've ever heard. I will mention, they're getting ready to play some baseball. Talk about what happened in the semifinals last week. In the South Division at Jasper High School, it was Rupture Field, South Central, and Indianapolis Lutheran. Indianapolis Lutheran got the win, 6-2. Second game last week, Rupture Field, it was Bar Reed and Shackamack. Bar Reed won, Shackamack 0. Then went to the final game last Saturday night. It was the 8th of June. It was semi-state champs, it's going to be, and it was, and it is, Bar Reed, 9 wins, 2 losses over Indianapolis Lutheran. The North Division last week, semi-state finals game there at LaPorte High School. LaPorte High School, we'll mention, Morgan Township and Fremont. Morgan Township got the win, 11-3. Second game there at Schreiber Field at LaPorte, up there at Central Catholic, went against Union City. Central Catholic got the win, 6-1. And we'll mention a little bit about the finals right there at Schreiber Field. It's Morgan Township and up there at Central Catholic, a 4-3 decision. And we'll also mention, this is the past. The teams, Central Catholic, 27-6 for the Knights. Against Bar Reeve, 27-6, they are the Vikings. Reach today's ball game, that's what they did, the semi-state last week. And we do thank you for tuning in. And baseball on the agenda here today. We'll mention a little bit of what's going on right now. The Knights are out on the field. Knights getting warmed up. We'll mention the Knights around the infield. Mention the pitching for the Knights today is Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke wears number 10. The left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Lucas Gerke, we'll mention, along the way, got 88 at-bats. He's faced 88 at-bats. He's given up 25 hits. 6 of those are second base hits. They're working right there, and we'll mention he's given up 25 runs. He's 19 RBI. We'll go back to this method. We'll go back to my error right there. We'll go back to pitching. It's number 10. Lucas Gerke, he's got a .37 ERA. He's won 8 games. He's lost 0. Well, making a game starts, he has 6. And a challenge, I should say. 4 games he has completed. He's had 1 save. Innings, he's pitched in 56.1 innings, 56 and a third. He's faced 223 batters. Now, he has also given up 31 hits, 9 runs, and 3 earned runs. He's walked 18 batters. He struck out 53. Firing around the infield, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to wear number 3. He'll do the catching. And Lucas Gerke going to start here with first pitch. We'll get to the infield and the outfield here momentarily. Out of the lineup, it's going to be Ethan Stoll. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, going to pop it up on the infield. 5:37 p.m., going to be caught at first base. Isaac Steffinger, 1 out here in the top of the first inning. Also mentioned at first base, it's Isaac Steffinger. Steffinger wears number 41. Sadut Wine wears number 9. He's at second base. First stop, Mikey Stapleton, he wears number 11. Gavin Butel at third base, number 17. Pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Balls, 1 strike. Turn in, look at signals. There comes a wind in the pitch. Swinging a miss and be a foul tip. Foul tip back to the screen. Then we'll mention Gavin Butel was playing in on the grass there on that last pitch. Back up in the dirt on this one. Well, here comes the pitch from Lucas Gerke. Staying here this evening. The 2 games on the agenda we'll mention, Put Me In Sports, will not be here the second game. Man over the glove, looking at signals, here comes the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Actually going to be a foul tip, going to fall to the floor. He'll stay in that box right there. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 out. Up in the first inning, here comes the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. So he'll go down swinging, and he'll jog back to the dugout. One out. Here in the bottom, the top of the fifth inning. Stand here. The Diamond, I got to mention, I think it was not too long ago. I saw a right-handed home run here. I guess the last home run I've seen might be the last home run there has been here at a high school level. It was a right-handed hit by a 1A batter. This comes in, strike call. Step 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Step back in. In the batter's box, number 20, Ethan Graber. Ethan Graber plays center field. Comes in, ball one. One ball, one strike, out. And right here on the diamond, Lucas Gerke. Pitch comes in high for a ball. She's back for some more MPH on that pitch. Fastball misses. Ball, one strike, two outs. Another glove. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Hung on, ground ball. Shortstop. Fielded by Mikey Stapleton at his knees. To throw above the head of Seppinger, and they're going to be safe at first base. So he'll be safe at first base. And on down there on the surface, then Bar Reeve, Ethan Graber, safe at first base. So safe at first base, he'll step back to his feet. They're going to go with a courtesy runner. So he's just going to be number one. It's going to be Corbin Boyd, as you believe. Running in first base for Ethan Graber. So, two outs on the diamond. Stepping into that is number 40, Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a DH in today's ballgame. He's batting in place of defensive player, left fielder. Number 22, Hunter Yoder. Of a set position, Gerke, here's the pitch. Side of ball. Ball, no strikes, early going. Stepping back in. And into the batter's box. Seth Wagler. I was set. Comes the pitch. Take that at the back of Seth Wagler. Wagler is at first base. He got ran for it. In the batter's box is number 40. Jake Paul. I believe I missed that. So peering in looking for signals. Lucas Gerke. At first base, he modest lead. Lissette. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and takes a shot to left field. McGill in the corner. You're going to round second base, around first base to second base. And then his fourth first round of the ball game is number one, Corbin Boyd. Runner at second base. Two outs. First inning. First game of two. Today. Stepping into bat is going to be number 23, Levi Lester. Levi Lester, second base. For the Vikings. Out of the set. Lucas checks second base. Pitch comes in. Tries to check his swing. And I ask him, they're going to ask it. So it did not go. One ball, no strikes. He'll step back in. Levi Lester. Left-handed batter's box. Out of the set. Lucas Gerke checks second base. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes. He'll step back in. Levi Lester. Here at second base, two outs, one run in. Bar Reeves here in the top of the first inning. Alice said, here's the pitch. Swung on. Al ball, line shot just right at first base. End up in right field. Be picked up out there in right field. Caden Minnick. So we'll go 2-1. Two out. Stepping back in. by Lester. Here comes the pitch. Back to a curveball. Might have been a fastball, just misses outside. He goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike, runner at second base. It's the intensity of the home team. This pitch could be a ball outside. So jogging down to first base is Levi Lester. There are two aboard for Bar Reed. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Kendall Graber. Kendall Graber, where's number 36? Is the catcher, and he's going to time out here, go down and talk to Coach McConnell. Trevor McConnell. And Knights playing defensively. Jackson Kane is out to the pitchers now, talking to Lucas Gerke. Exchange knuckles. So runners at first and second base. I hand the batter's box is number 36, Kendall Graber. He'll step in. Step play, peering in, looking at signals. Kisturkey. Kisturkey out of the stretch. Now the set position. He'll check second base. Check it again. He'll step back off the rubber. He'll step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. For set position, check second base. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Foul. Here's it from second base. One run in. Top of the first inning. Arrive batting. Lissette comes to pitch. It'll be a ground ball. Up the middle. From Stapleton. The fielder, you know, step on the bag. He'll catch the bag, get the fourth out. The Knights are out of the inning. Knights give up a double left field line. And at the end of half an inning, Arrive, one, Central Catholic, puts you to play. Mention a little bit more about each school. Talk about Arrive Vikings. They are the visiting team on the scoreboard. They think that's Class 1A out of the South. Came out of Class 1A, Sectional 63. And we'll mention that was at Lagodi School. We'll mention in the semi-state, we've mentioned that Arrive championship game last weekend. Game in the semi-state, Arrive 9, Indianapolis Lutheran Saints 2. We will mention that football previous, three years, Class 2A, Sectional 37, football, 8 titles, 0 losses. That's with Coach Dave Pash. And we'll also mention Lafayette Central Catholic, 2019, defeated Lutheran Saints out of Indianapolis. With a 10-4 record, that we'll also mention, it was a 29-28 decision. And that last score came, I think, within the last minute of the ballgame. I'll mention principal, Fred Arrive, Jeff Doyle. Jeff Doyle is the principal. The athletic director is Aaron Hash. The athletic assistant for the director is Katrina Murphy. Athletic trainer is Nathan Sterling. They'll mention that Arrive High School Vikings were founded in 1965. They'll also mention Arrive High School is located at 218 3rd Street, Montgomery, Indiana, 47558. Reach them by phone at 812-486-2235. Arrive Community Schools. You can find them at bar, B-A-R-R, .k12.in.us. And we also mentioned black, white, and red. Most teams they wear, they're in the Blue Chip Conference. Arrive, Lagodi, North Knox, Northeast Dubois, Scholes, South Knox, Reveille, that's Vincennes Reveille, Catholic, that's Washington Catholic, and Wood Memorial. We'll mention Arrive Vikings are currently 27 wins, 6 losses, finishing 6-1 in the second, that's second place of 9 teams, Blue Chip Conference. Their head coach is Mr. Trevor McConnell. Trevor McConnell, he's a graduate from Indiana University. And then we'll also mention their home, away, and neutral Dame wins. They've got 11-4 record at home, 11-2 away games, 5-0 at a neutral site. They're going to step in. Bat's going to be the Knights. He's going to step in. They're going to bat here in the bottom of the standings. It's going to be Hudson Gutwein. We'll get to the Knights' entrance here after the first inning. Stepping in, Hudson Gutwein. It's from the windup. It's Seth Wagler. Comes the first pitch. Outside of ball. Ball, no strikes. Step back in. Hudson Gutwein. Second base for the Knights. Which comes in, outside edge, called strike. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. First batter for the Knights, bottom of the first inning. Over the glove, getting signals. Here comes a wind from Wagler, who's the pitch. Outside of ball. One goes 2-1. Ball, one strike, Knights batting, bottom of the first inning. Beautiful sunny day here in Indianapolis. Turn in, looking at signals. That's Wagler, who's the pitch. Hudson Gutwein, breaking pitch, there for a strike, count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Step back in. Turn in, and there's signals, here comes the pitch. Jobs third strike, he'll step to the inside, that's Kendall Graber. There's one out here in the bottom, the first inning. Go around the lineup for Bar Reeves. Pitching today is Seth Wagler, wears number 10. Catcher is Kendall Graber, wears number 36. Base, Kylan Loniger, is number 32. Second base, Levi Lester, wears 23. Ethan Soule, wears 26. And number 25 is Braden Knepp, stepping in for the Knights. Gavin Vitell. They'll take a first pitch strike, count goes 0-1. In left field, Hunter Yoder, being batted for by the DH. That's Jake Paul. He wears number 22. Comes the pitch to Gavin Vitell. Low for ball one. And ball one strike. Center field is Ethan Graber. He wears number 20. And in right field, Tyler Graber wears number 8. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Got the outside edge. Strike called. Count goes 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Pair of the glove. Some Gutwein. A little bit of an open stance. Not much. It's like a ground ball. Go to shortstop. Picked up there by Ethan Stoll. And they do just get some Gutwein. There's one out in the bottom of the first inning. So next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic is going to be number 10. It's Gerke, number 10. He has the pitching for the Knights, left-handed batter. Gets modest signals from Coach Bordenay. Let's see a third base coach. Stepping in open stance. Here comes the wind and the pitch. From Wagler, it's outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two out. Comes the pitch. They'll take a shot to center field. Going to be pretty much right at Ethan Graber. And they'll get the put out. The Knights are out of the inning. The end of one inning. Ball game for Class 1A. Game one day, one in Class A, and it's right here. We'll mention a bit about sponsorship. We'll mention we appreciate support sponsors. That's in your home away from home. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida. You don't have a place to stay. So you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath, spacious townhome with private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays in Davenport, Florida. Davenport, Florida is a vacation destination, northeastern Polk County, close proximity to Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando. And we'll mention if you enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches, 90 minutes separate you from Cocoa Beach, Clearwater Beach, Daytona Beach, and New Smyrna beaches. When your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car when you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. Inquire and direct your emails to 353-DIVA captiva@gmail.com. Again, that's 353, captiva@gmail.com. And we'll also mention a little bit more about the Knights. Knights had a Class 1A North Division, Class 1A. Yeah, belongs to Class 1A, Sectional 54. And in their semi-state, last Saturday, the 8th of June, the championship game, it was Morgan Township, Central Catholic, 6.5 innings, a 4-3 decision. Central Catholic got the win. Also mentioned that a year ago, 2023, these same two teams meeting here today. Good ball game last year, Central Catholic. 1-0. That was a one run scored top of the third inning, I do believe. And we'll mention principal, Gerald Beck. Athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. Assistant AD is Charlie Roberts. Athletic administrative assistant is Stacey Hall. And the athletic trainer is Sheila Igo. First pitch comes in outside, ball one. In the batter's box, Tyler Graber wears number 8, Bar Reed. Attempts a pitch from Gerkey. He's pop one up, left side. Back up in the grass a little bit right there. It's going to be called for. And Mikey Stapleton was going to catch it. Coming in to make the catch was Keaton Brooks. One out here in the top of the second inning. We'll also mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 7909. You can reach them by phone at 765-474-496. Comes the first pitch. Kylan Loniger, left-handed batter's box. Number 32, Kylan Loniger. First base, and here comes the pitch from Gerkey. Outside of ball. So they'll work it right there. Count goes 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Comes a line from Gerkey. Here's the pitch. He's going to pop one back. He's going to go out of play. It's going to be a souvenir ball here for somebody. So they're going to new baseball back in play. 2-1. Island Loniger. Step back in. It's just baseball out there for Lucas Gerkey. They'll work it from there. And it's going to be Kylan Loniger. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Gutwein. It's above the zone. All three. 3-1. He'll step back in. Straightaway stance. Left-handed batter's box. Kylan Loniger is the pitch. Just above the zone. By the next door, some more media calling it outside. It may be it. One of both. Rib jaw down. First base, Kylan Loniger with number 32. He's at first base, and he's going to do his own running. The next batter lineup is going to be the ninth hitter. It's going to be number 25, Braden Neff. Braden Neff is going to step in. Takes third base, right-handed batter. In on the grass, third base is Gavin Boutel. Squares the bunt. Comes in a ball, pulls the bat back. Ball one. 1-0. Gavin Boutel is in on the lip of the grass. Third base. Turning in out of stretch. Looks at first base. Attempts a pitch. Lucas Gerkey. High above the zone. Not much, I should say. It's above the zone. Ball two. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdonnais is going to walk out. Tuck his infield. 2-0 count on the batter. That's one out. The Knights going to talk it over on the infield. Also mention a little bit about the Knights. The Knights, LCCAthletics.com. They were the colors, navy and white. Form in the Hoosier Conference. I mentioned in the Hoosier Conference, they have an East and a West division. And the East is Western. West led the East, but I got to mention, my wife let me know this. She said Western Panthers, girls softball state champions. She also let me know out of the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. Hoosier Crossroads Conference champion this year, this is Southeastern Royals. And that happens to be my wife's alma mater. Well, 2-0, and going to step back in. After the break, he's going to be number 25. Braden Knepp going to step back in. Lucas Gerkey from the stretch position. Honest lead at first base for 32. Tylan Lautiger. Turn in, looking at signals. Lucas Gerke, right into the batter's box. For the set, attempts to pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the net. Foul ball. Count goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. One out. One runner aboard for Bar Reeves here in the second inning, stepping back in. The lift of the grass again is Gavin Buttel out of the set position. Kisterke, here's the pitch. Just inside the ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Signals given. Third base coach Trevor McConnell. Stepping back in. That's the people we're going to have a stretch now to set. Turkey, here's the pitch. Swung on and take a hit. The field going to try to make the pitch right there. It's going to be off the surface. He's going to go back to the wall. Around third base. Come in. Going to be a slide in three base hit and an RBI coming in to score. 3-2, Tylan Lautiger. So one out. Runner is at third base. Bar Reed. Good effort in left field. Keaton Brooks laid out for it. Came in from a long way there in left field. He's 0-4, senior athlete. Keaton Brooks. So next batter going to step in for Bar Reed. It's going to be number 26. That's Ethan Stoll. Ethan Stoll was the leadoff batter in this ballgame. Shortstop. Straight away, out of the stretch. Out of set position. Comes a pitch. Put the bunt down. He'll be fielded. By the pitcher, Gerke, he'll get the out at first base. And comes in to score. Biff. Run for Bar Reeve. We'll mention the 3-0 contest. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 20. It's going to be number 20, Ethan Graber. From the windup, bases are empty. And from the windup, Lucas Gerke. Comes the wind and the pitch. Pitch comes in. Strike call. Fastball. Working back from the stretch. So from the windup, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. With two strikes on the batter, Gavin Buttel retreats back to finish third base in the dirt. Comes a wind in the pitch. Short off the glove, nice stop by Jackson Kane. Put in front of him. One ball, two strikes. Grouse looking over the glove, getting singles. With the Skirky, comes a wind in the pitch. Going on, foul ball, ground on the ground. Left of third base. Over to the near the bullpen area. Remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Lucas Gerke take this time to relax just a moment. Now he step back on the rubber. Give him the windup. One ball, two strikes. Comes the wind. And the pitch, he's going to pop one up. He pops up, shortstop. Mikey Stapleton calls for it. Changed his eyes there, the sun, and makes the catch. The Knights are out of the inning. We'll mention two runs in here in the top second inning. The Knights go to bat. And we'll finish this up real quickly. We'll mention Hoosier Conference. Also in Hoosier Conference, Hampton Heights, Northwestern. Get to boot up, that's in the east. We'll also mention in the west, it's Twin Lakes, Lake Indians. Lake Indians got a win over New Prairie in the semi-state, 6-4. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights are in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central, Bryson is West Lafayette and Rensselaer Central. Mention Central Catholic Knights are currently 27 wins, 6 losses on the season. They are 7-1. They 7-1. Third 19th Hoosier West Division. We'll also mention Class 1A North. The home and away and neutral site, Central Catholic Knights finished 10-3 at home, 10-3 away, and they finished 7 wins, 0 losses on a neutral site. They're throwing the ball around the diamond right now. Also mention This game is in part being brought to you. Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. That's in Arcadia, Indiana. Indoor, outdoor storage with flex storage availability. You can call to reserve space for that safe and secure storage space location. Indoor storage for your boats, RVs, or your precious automobiles. Will mention they have outdoor storage and they're always available. Much so, we'll mention to contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. We go online at www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com. Or to call them by phone, reach them at 317-774-1500. Again, that's 317-774-1500. The Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. And then they're getting ready to fab here. The bottom of the second inning. Knight's going to step in. I hit the batter's box. It's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Step in for the Knights. And the play. The depth on the infield. Outfield straight away to Jackson Kane. Tap to play. Here comes the turn over the glove. It's Wagler first pitch to Kane. Call that a strike, outside edge. No balls, one strike. You'll tap the plate far and near. Step back in. Comes above. Seth Wagler. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Shortstop. Ethan Stoll. Throw across the diamond. But get the foot out. At first base with Kylan Loniger. And there's one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. So he'll step in at the plate far and near. Senior class member. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. No ball, one strike. Second batter in the bottom of the second inning. It's batting. Comes pitch. Outside of ball. Ball, one strike, one out. And then looking at signals. Over the glove. Attempts to pitch. Backdoor curveball breaks in there. Strike call. One ball, two strikes. Minutes open stance. Just slightly. The windup. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. So there are two out here in the bottom of the second inning. The next batter for the Knights is going to step in, number 33, Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, center fielder. From the windup, step back on the rubber. Who stands? Robbins comes first pitch. Low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Routes, bottom of the second inning. Working out the windup. Here comes the pitch. You're going to foul one back out of play. Going to get the roof. Going to float on, roll on over. Well, this is a 1-1 count to Brent Robbins. One ball, one strike. You'll step back in. Right-handed batter's box. And then looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take one to right field. He's going to back him up. He's going to get over his head. He's going to go up against the wall. Warning track in right field. 382 mark. Should stay straight across. Brent Robbins is going to reach third base standing up. So Knights have one aboard. The batter going to step in. It's going to be Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer, right-handed batter's box. I take that back, lefty. Alex Schumer, lefty, steps in. The lineup squared straight away. We're going from the windup to the runner at third base is Wagler. Here comes the pitch. The ground ball third base. The long throw across the diamond Braden net. Make the throw and he'll just get of a Schumer at first base. But at the end of two innings, one hit tonight. It's a 3-0 contest. We'll go to the top of the third inning. And I will also mention a little bit about what's going on right here. We'll talk about another support sponsor at StrixandFishers.com. StrixandFishers.com. They'll buy, they sell, they'll trade, and they'll help you to finance your automobile. Quality trucks, cars, and SUVs. Preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Their phone number there, that dealership is 317-842-2228. Again, 317-842-2228. The Noblesville location is right there along State Road 32. And we'll mention 317-773-2232. And we'll also mention that's right there between Noblesville and Westfield. 317-773-2232. Visit them online, or you can stop by on site at StrixandFishers.com. We're getting warmed up on the surface out there. Lucas Gerke getting ready to pitch in the top of the third inning. Yeah, it's a batter in the lineup going to step in. Our Reed, Seth Wagler, deck. It's Jake Paul. They're going to throw one down. Jackson Kane going to throw one down to second base. Going in. Goes in ropes to second base from Kane. So getting ready for the top of the third inning. As mentioned, first batter going to step in. Our Reed. In the inning, going to be number 10, Seth Wagler. From the windup, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke, the junior. Looking at the windup, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike call, inside edge. Peering in over the glove, here comes the second pitch. Gerke swinging a miss. Looking pitch. Off speed, count goes 0 and 2. To Wagler. Comes a wind in the pitch. Side of ball. Stop Jackson King. There's a right-handed batter's box to catch that one. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. Here comes the pitch. Gert, and they're going to pop one up. Wagler going to take it to right field. Read the baseball, come in and make the catch. 8 minutes, there is one out in the top of the third inning. Got to mention a big hello to Ken Kiyoshi Joy. Steven Joy, he's retired. Say what he is very thankful for him and my vision from the windup. Turn in, looking at signals. On pier, here comes a wind in the pitch. To check his swing, they'll probably ask. They will, and then you can say he did go. He position umpire, right-handed batter, number 40, Jake Paul. Jake Paul is a DH. He's batting in place of, as mentioned, left fielder, Hunter Yoder. Here's the pitch. Comes in, must have just missed. It goes 1-1. Ball, one strike, here's a wind from Gerke. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike, one out. Out of the third inning. 3-0 contest. Bar Reeve in front. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Little shortstop. Mikey Stapleton gloves it. You throw on the run. And it's going to be a wide throw close to home plate. Put him off the bag. Seth is going to be safe at first base. Three balls, No strike, ground ball, shortstop. So stepping in the bat, Bar Reeve. So Levi Lester was number 23. Preparing analytical signals. Extra space out of the stretch. Now the set. Comes pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Seppinger fields it. They'll go to second base, get the out. They come back to first. The quick natural double play ball. They go from first to second and back to first. You would have thought he might have gone to first base and had to tag him. Then Seppinger makes the play. They're working it right there. The nice get out of the inning. That Will mentioned. But right there, we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. And Knights are going to bat. We'll mention a bit about what's going on. Also, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, like Century 21, cheap company. When you're thinking about residential or corporate locations, know a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear, like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help begin that process. That's real estate reliability, something a professional real estate agent and or real estate broker strives for, such as Lisa Stokes Bear. Her happiness and her success are two of the same. The real estate lady, high quality real estate IQ. You can reach her by phone at 317-513-4086 by cellular phone or text message 317-413-4086. So the Knights are going to bat from the bottom of the third inning. Bottom of the step to the plate is going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. So then wind up pitches at Wagler, getting ready to throw one down. It might be a little bit of a delayed opportunity right here. Mention that this game can also be seen. And watch this game. Just go to IHSAATV.org. If you choose to. I'm going to throw one down here momentarily. So working from the windup, here comes the, finishing this up. Got the, crowd being entertained here between the innings. Knights ready to bat. They are the home team on the scoreboard. They're going to throw a frozen rope to second base. Throw a frozen rope from Kendall Graber. And we're going to see Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks. Leaning to go, made a good diving effort. Left field just came up empty. 3-0 contest to the top of the bottom of the third inning. Comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. The ball is one strike. Keaton Brooks, the batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. Go 0-2. Keaton Brooks gonna step back in. That's in the batter's box, looking over the glove. Signals. Wagler, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. First batter here in the bottom of the third inning for the Knights. Your ground ball can be up the middle. It's gonna be fielded by a shortstop. And Soul to throw across the diamond. Just south, there's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. So right-handed batter going to step in. He's a nine hitter for the Knights. It's Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton. Right-handed batter working back on the rubber. Right-handed pitcher, Seth Wagler. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in outside the ball, a bit low. One ball, no strikes. Chet Wagner looking over the glove. Kemp's pitch. Foul ball, let me skim it. Try to check his swing. Kemp goes 1-1. Step back in the batter's box. Mikey Stapleton. Mikey going to send somebody down near the bullpen. It's going to get warmed up, get loose, in case. Kemp's a wind in the pitch from Wagner. Kemp's in tight for ball one. Ball two. Ball, one strike. One out. We're going to have a glove right there. Here comes a pitch from Wagner. Foul one back, out of play. Mikey Stapleton. Just a sophomore. Step back in. Two balls, two strikes. Turn in over the glove. Comes a wind. Pitch. Top one, shallow, right field. Going to try to make a play on it. The sun's beating, and they will make the play in right field. Tyler Graber are two outs. So the Knights going to send you the play, next batter. Number nine has Gutwein. Gutwein's going to step in. Right-handed batter. Bats right. He's 5'11". Gutwein, 96 plate appearances. He's got 32 hits. Gutwein has two doubles, and he had a triple. Comes in outside as Brent Robbins with the triple in this ball game. I mentioned Hudson Gutwein. He got 47 runs scored. Back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. Ball, two strikes. Two outs to step back in. From the windup, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Looking over the glove, getting signals. Comes a pitch from Wagner. High and tight. Ball one. And Gutwein will also mention. He's got 15 RBI. His batting average is .333. He's a one-hitter all season long. You know, Pop's going to go line shot, a slow roller to second base. He's going to be safe at first. I wouldn't have thought so. I thought the same thing. And that's good. I thought the same thing. So, working right there. So, Hudson Gutwein gets himself aboard with the base hit. Hudson Gutwein has 33 hits on the season, a base hit. So, let's have a runner aboard at first base. It's Hudson Gutwein. Next batter going to step in. It'll be number 17, Gavin Buttell. Gavin Buttell, he steps in, taps the plate. Turn in, looking at singles out of stretch. Honestly, there for Gutwein. Check his base out of stretch of a set position. Comes the pitch. Cross the dish, strike call. Balls, one strike, fastball. Foot in the box, 1 foot out. Gavin Buttell was looking at signals. Coach Bourdain. Step back in, tap the plate. Then looking at signals. Now out of stretch, it checks first base out of a set position. Upside a ball. One ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, look at a signal once again. Hudson Gutwein, he leads the team. Stolen bases. I've seen a pickoff move. Him gingerly, a pickoff move back safety is Gutwein at first base. Probably about a B-plus move. Pickoff move. Wagner, out of stretch, checks first, now second, set position. High and a little bit outside. Count goes 1-1. They're going to call a balk. Call the balk. And they're going to send him to first base. And they did put a 2-1. I think they'll take a ball off the board. They did. Took a ball back off the board. The timeout on the diamond. Trevor McConnell. Walk out and talk with his infield. And good ball game here going on. He knew it would be. these teams that we'll mention. They're talking over right there. Coordinate talking it over there in the shade. Their base side, Gavin Boutel. So the outfield is out there having a convention. They're having a convention out there, and well, lights are ready to go. Pretty lengthy timeout. They're going to jog off the diamond. Should mention Coach Bourdais, a Purdue graduate. McConnell, IU graduate. We mentioned this last year. Both teams. That's a north-south matchup for sure. So back to live action. One ball, one strike. Then look at signals. There. Look at the signal. Check second base. That was stretched. Was set. Check second base again. It's a pitch. The ground ball. Going to be a base hit in the hole there. Laid out to make the stop. Ethan Stoll laid out to make that stop at shortstop position. Be an infield hit. Hit off the bat. Right there by Gavin Boutel. Gavin Boutel on the season. Except ace hit number 34. Check that. 35 now. He's 5. And has all singles. He is a machine. Working in. Peering in. Looking at singles. Check first base. Out of stretch. The set position. Pitch. Lucas Gerke. A bit above his own. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Fouls, nice batting with runners on the corners. In the bottom of the third inning, Wagler out of stretch, catch first base. Now the set position comes pitch. Going to call that inside edge. They're going to call that a strike. 10 o'clock on slot. One ball, one strike. The box looks at Turkey, trying to help himself. Comes in low. They're going to try a pickoff play and move and try to get a run down. They're going to go to third base. Chase at third, but they'll take second base. The potential pickleball. And I don't play pickleball. A little second base. Slides in safe. The Knights have runners at second and third base. Going to call that a ball. It's a one ball, one strike count. Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter's box. From the stretch, now the set position. Comes the pitch. Throw a curveball. They're going to call that a strike. Outside edge. That's where curveball count goes 2-2. Two outs. And from the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. The pop one, left side. Might drop in, might be a fair ball. It's going to be caught. Shortstop, Ethan Stoll. So, two balls, two strikes. So, the Knights leave two aboard, second and third base. The bottom of the third inning. And we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. And we'll mention, game is in parts. Brought to you by Camino-and-company.com. That's Camino and Company, downtown Noblesville, Indiana. Camino and Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers. Small business partners in the CMC founders, 1984, El Camino. Owned by Charlie's grandpa, we'll mention the El Camino. It's an SS. We'll mention their goal at Camino and Company to please each customer, their concept, their completion. We'll mention Explore. You can explore their website at Camino-and-company.com. They are now booking 2024 brides. Contact them via their website at Camino and Company. So the Knights didn't really play defensively here in the top of the fourth inning. The end of three innings. The 3-0 contest. Barrie in front. Barrie Vikings and the Central Catholic Knights. Barrie Vikings getting ready to bat in the fourth. And we'll also mention, game is in part being brought to you. AGM Auto, Acadia, Indiana. AGM Auto is located half mile, I should say 1 mile west of the Hamilton County Road, 266th Street. We'll also mention the future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. We'll also mention they have a second type service. And it's whether it's that routine oil change or maybe the need for expertise, experienced AGM technician, to AGM Auto. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-203. 317-984-203. They're at AGM Auto. They do classic car and truck restorations. If you still have that older car or truck back, or maybe it's in the barn with it covered up with a tarp, GM, the passion, beautify, restore that vehicle. Stepping in. Barrie, foul ball, just left the third base, giving it a good effort. Throw the bag there, foul ball, that was Gavin Vitell. So, no balls, one strike. Step back in, right in the batter's box. There comes a wind and the pitch from Gerke, ground ball. Shortstop, Ricky Stapleton. Throw to first base, get the put out. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. So next batter, step in. Barrie. It'll be Tyler Graver. Where's number 8? He's a right fielder. Barrie will step in left in the batter's box. Too close on the lip of the grass. That side is Gavin Vitell at third base. Pitch from Gerke. Oh, for a ball. One foot on the rubber, one foot off. Comes a wind in the pitch. Gonna foul one back. A ball. It goes 1-1. Gonna back up now, got me set a little bit behind third baseline. One ball, one strike. Comes a wind in the pitch. Side of ball. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Gerke. Pop one, left, right, center field. Back up and both outfielders gonna get by. Go get caught in the fence. Gonna get caught there. Gonna lodge itself. Ben Robbins, center fielder, puts his arms up. Be lodged right there. An official's gonna go out and look at it, make sure it's not terrible. And then run does moment comes in to score. The base, Tyler Graber. They're gonna call it. See what the play's gonna be. Oh, it's caught up there in the left center. Be the 415, I think 362 mark. And then somebody held to just a double. Base hit. Off the bat, number 8, Tyler Graber. So, that's the trade-off. Folks thought it was going to be a triple. Ends up a double, but a good shot to right center field. The bat is Tyler Graber. So 7 in. It's going to be number 32. Island. Loniker. Hit it about his box. Stretch. Now it's set. Check second base. Checks it again. It's hit from Gerke. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Oh, best in the batter's box? Kylan Loniger. Upset. And the pitch. Just misses outside. One. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Our Reed batting. Now the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Gerke checks it again. Comes the pitch. Pop one. Left side will be out of play. But Devin Vitale gives it a look. Third base. So one ball. Two strikes. One out. He'll step back in. Turn in looking at signals. Now out of stretch. Out of set position. Here comes the pitch. He was off third strike, full swing. Jackson King going to throw to first base. Gets the put out. Ball, two strikes. Two outs. So runner at second base for Bar Reeve. Stepping into bat. It's going to be number 25. Braden Knepp. And in the batter's box. Turning in, looking at signals. All of a set. Lucas Gerke checks second base. Just a pitch. Outside edge, right call. So check signals. Back in the box. Now a stretch. Checks. Second base, here comes the pitch. For the bunt down. Right baseline to pick it up. Jackson King throws the strike to first base. Seppinger. The Knights are out of the inning. 31 runner aboard. And I'm going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And we'll also mention games in part being brought to you by your home away from home. You sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida if you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. You can enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool available for short-term or long-term stays. Davenport, Florida. Here you can reach him to direct your emails, 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. Again, 353-CAPTIVA@gmail.com. And also mention, if you enjoy the sunny beaches, the sand, the sunny beaches, go just nearby, about four different beaches available right there. Florida, Davenport, Florida. So they're throwing the baseball around right there. The pitcher's rubber, Seth Wagler. Knights are getting ready into the plate. Knights going to bat. Jackson Kane will bat first. Caden Minnick, then Bryn Robbins. So they get some final warm-up tosses. They're going to throw it down to second base. They'll put the ball back in the glove. And they'll get it working right there. Jackson King going to step in. The catcher, Jackson King, there's number three. Right in his batter's box. To step in, tap the plate. Now the windup. Turn over the left. First pitch to Jackson Kane. Side tight. Ball one. Let's step back in. One ball. No strikes. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball one. One ball. One strike. Excuse me. Two balls. No strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping back in. Man, look at the signals of his glove. Here comes the pitch from Wagner. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Nobody out. Right away stance. Jackson Kane batting. Seth Wagner's pitch. Outside, ball 4. So he'll draw down to first base. Jackson Kane draws a walk. And the next batter to step in for the Knights is going to be number 20. Big minute. One runner aboard. Bottom of the fourth inning, nobody out. Stepping in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signal. Foul to stretch. On Pierre. Out of stretch still. And now the set first base. Now out of the set position. Comes the pitch. Just misses. Outside. Ball 1. Step back in the rough. Stagel's being given. Coach Bordnick stepping back in. Tate Minnick. Of a set position. Comes the pitch. Swung on. Going to be a base hit. Rocket shot to the grass. Just passed. First base and second base. Base hit. Caden Minnick. The Knights get aboard legitimately with a base hit. I hear from Caden Minnick. So Caden Minnick is at first base. Jackson Kane is at second base. Nobody out. We're the bottom of the fourth inning. Three-run contest. We'll miss. It's a three-run lead. Bar Reef. Stepping back in. Batter's box. Number 33, Brent Robbins. Last time aboard. Stuff on with a base hit. And try to move. Pirouette. A little clockwise, no throw from the right handed pitcher. That's Wagner. Man, looking at singles out of stretch. Now to check both bases. Now out of the set. Wagner, here's the pitch. Brent Robbins. The square to bunt. He put a good bunt down, but it's going to be just foul. A little bit deceiving from this vantage point. That ball looked like it might have been on the infield grass. There's a foul ball, left side, left of the third baseline. So he'll get the bat handed back to him by the official umpire himself. So no balls, one strike. So, no balls, one strike, and Robbins going to step back in. Here's a second for the Knights. For stretch, check second base, does Wagner. Check first base, now the set position. Check second again, comes the pitch. Foul ball, right back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes. Step back in. To Robbins. Runners at first and second base. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth inning. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Second base. Here's the pitch. They're going to stop play. It's going to be called time. The right hand to batter's box. Robbins granted time. So he's going to step back in. No ball. Strikes. Nobody out. Now a stretch. Now a set. At second base. He's going to pop one. Skyward. It might be playable. It's going to go just across the screen there. And then to a smaller foul territory here than last week they had at for LaPorte. So, runners at first and second base. So, working right there is Brandon Roberts. No ball, two strikes. Have a set position. Have a set. Here comes the pitch. Wagner. The foul one back to the screen. Foul ball. means two balls. Which means no balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. Hit that back in. Taps the plate for near. Peering in, looking at out of stretch, check second base. Out of set. Long set, looking at second base. Here's the pitch. And Brent Robbins going to ask for time again. Long time to study the pitcher. He calls time, he's stranded. No balls, two strikes. Gets back in, working from the stretch. Swagler. Lissette, check second, here's the pitch. Playing a miss, outside edge. Check the zone. One out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So giving signals from the our Reed dugout with paper. Holding up some cards and some laminated cards. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 12, Alex Schumer. Alex Schumer, left-handed batter's box. Now a stretch, checking the bases. Now out of set position, Wagler, second again. Backdoor curveball. This misses. Might have been low. Runners at first and second base. Now a stretch. To second, Al Alvisette. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Schumer. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Looking out a stretch. Now the set position. Check second base. It's a pitch. Let's take a shot to the left center. It's going to get down. It's going to go into left field. Misplayed the baseball and left center. Coming in to score for the night. Jackson Kane. Runners at first and second base. So tonight's going to center the plate number 34, Keaton Brooks. Brooks going to step in. Keaton Brooks batting left. He just throws left. 6'2". I mentioned 82 plate appearances. 25 hits. Going to foul one. Back out of play. No balls, one strike. One out. Runners at first and second base. Out of set. Check second base. Come to his pitch. Low and inside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second base. Out of set. Adler checks second base. Pitch. Outside edge, strike called. And two count. One ball, two strikes, one out. He's batting in the bottom of the fourth inning. Run in. I was set, here comes the pitch. The ground ball. Fielded by the pitcher Wagner, he'll throw to first base. Get the out. Move the runners to second and third base. Keaton Brooks. Pick up the bat, he'll wait at number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Foot in, 1 foot out. I'm going to walk in and have a conversation. Have an adjustment on the lineup. I think Seppinger is go out to run at second base. And a base hit out of Schumer into the dugout. Some accolades. So, I'm making an adjustment today on the card right there, home plate. So the Knights send to the plate. Number 11, Mikey Stapleton. I came to the batter's box. Here's at second and third base. I was set. Comes the pitch from Wagler. Swing and a miss. Outside edge. The ball's one strike. Working from the stretch. That's Wagler. Out of the set position. Third base. Runners at second and third base. Knight. Comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. That goes 0-2. As I said, here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Need a miss. So the Knights are out of the inning. And they're going to go to the top of the fifth inning at the end of four. Bar Reef, 3. Central Catholic, 1. Again, we do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention, the game is in part being brought to you this evening. Reynolds Farm Equipment. The game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer, serving customers in the community. Yes, since 1955. Reynolds Farm Equipment, family owned and operated. Reynolds Farm Equipment supplies farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners. Central Indiana, we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. The hours of operation at Reynolds Farm Equipment are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. We'll also mention right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. You can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment inside Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturdays, they're open 7 a.m. 12 noon. Well, mission in Hamilton County, 1551 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031, a rural Atlanta address, along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. So they're getting warmed up right there on the surface. Get ready to bat. Here in the top of the fifth inning, stepping in is going to be Ethan Soul. Ethan Soul bats first for Bar Reef. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, low for ball one. So here's him wind in the pitch. Swing a miss. One ball, one strike. Working from the windup. Turn it over the glove. Looking at Stapleton. Lucas Gerke. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. He fielded it. Mikey Stapleton. He'll throw across the diamond. And the ball's going to go back to the batting foul line. Set him off. Mikey Stapleton has a strong arm shortstop. So he'll reach base at second base. Right there is Ethan Soul, number 26. He's at second base now. The stance, next batter in the lineup, Ethan Graber. number 20, center field. Hernan Luna Singh, Lucas Gerst, of a set position. Be a pickoff move, second base, back safety. Ethan Stoll, glove right here by Mike Stapleton. Hernan looking at Singh. Now a stretch. Now the set position. Next second base. Second again. Here comes the pitch. They'll put a bunt down. Third baseline. Picked up by Jackson Kane. He'll throw to first base. And that ball's going to get by. A bit of a collision there at first base. And they're going to call that right there. So they're going to call that there, and might be what they call that a crash. I think is what they call that. It's in the baseline. They're going to sort this out. Crash means it's just baseline belongs to player to catch the ball and the player to run the ball. They're talking it over right now, home plate umpire. Base umpire. Going to say he's safe. Safe at first base. So runner at first base for Bar Reef. Bordenay still wanting an explanation. Bit of a double check here. So, run comes in to score. It's a 4-1 contest. So, 4-1, Bar Reef batting, bottom of the fifth inning. So, we're getting ready to play baseball here. And we're also missing. This game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Real Estate. When you're thinking about residential or corporate relocation, know a big house can soon become a perfect home. And Lisa Stokes Bear would like nothing more to utilize her 20 plus years of experience to help begin that process. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086, 317-513-4086. Coming back in. And now a stretch, Lucas Gerke. Runner at first base. And square to bunt, ball's going to be foul ball. Free batter is Seth Wagler at the plate. So foul balls, no balls, one strike. Runner at first base is Ethan Graber for R. Reed. Turn in, looking at signals. Out of set, Lucas Gerke. The check second at first base is the pitch. And take one five ball. Foul territory right there. Scheffinger is going to float out of play over the screen. No balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Bar Reed batting. Out of the fifth inning. So, step in. Once again, number 10, Seth Wagler. Now a stretch. Here in, looking at signals. Now the set position. With set, here comes the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Left side. Picks up now from the dugout. My Evan Butel. Oh, just signals from McConnell. No balls, two strikes. And then looking at signals, out of stretch. First base, gets Gerke. Out of set position, here comes the pitch. Oh, good block by Jackson Kane. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first base. Turn in, looking at signals, look at Gerke. Checks first base out of the stretch. Pickoff move. First base. faith at first, glove by Sethinger. Pass the plate. Now stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, taken off for second base. Jackson King's throw. Could have been off target there, but there was some resistance maybe, but in safe at second base. So Ethan Graber, second base, in the batter's box, Jake Paul, designated hitter. 4-1 contest. Runner at second base. Here, crooked lead there. Back step, about close to shortstop area. Not straight off the. Here comes the pitch. He's going to take it to the left field. Going to drop in there right behind third base. The line. Then the score. Third base. Number 10, Seth Wagler. Yeah, base hit. The batter, Jake Paul. So, one run in. I've won contest. You call timeout, walk out, have a conversation with him. The pitcher's rubber, Coach Bourdain, talk to his young men. So, again, we'll let you know that this game is in part brought to you by Camino and Company, CaminoandCompany.com, Camino and Company in downtown Noblesville, Indiana, Camino and Company Mobile Flower Shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers. So we'll mention the Camino and Company. So we'll mention Camino and Company, PNC founders. Their goal at Camino and Company is to please each customer. Their concept to their completion. Explore the website at Camino-AND-Company.com. So there, the work right here. Coach Bourdain is going to walk back out and back in the dugout to step in the batter's box. It's going to be Levi Lester. He was number 23, second baseman. First second base, one out. Comes a pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Pitching from the stretch is Levi. Is third. Lucas Gerke, the Knights, out of set position, second base, comes the pitch, the ground ball on the infield, Sethinger fields it, he'll flip it to first base, Lucas Gerke will cover nicely and get the put out. So move the runner to third base, two outs, and Wagler is at third base. Next batter going to step in, number 36, Kendall Graber. Kendall Graber is the catcher looking for singles. McConnell, very few given. So, working from the stretch, peering in. Working in the sunlight there is Gerke. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, strike called. Peering in, looking for signals. Lucas Gerke. On peer, now out of set position. Checks third base, not being held on. Here comes the pitch. It'll be a ground ball. He's fielded by the third base coach. So. Step back in. Ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking for signals. Lucas Gerke. The stretch. Now the set. He'll check third base. And the time called in the right-handed batter's box. Step back in. We're going to have a set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Third base. Fielded. Gavin Vitale. And then I'm picking up a good ball off the surface there. Short hop, and Steppinger for out number three. So the Knights get out of the inning. And then you're watching baseball, you're hearing baseball. The 7th annual state finals. And let me thank you for listening. And then we'll also mention, Knights are getting ready to bat. They're speaking outside their dugout. They're having a conversation. And they're working right there. They'll also mention a little bit about sponsorships. We appreciate them for sponsoring Mr. Fritz and Fishers.com. Buy, sell, trade, and they finance. Be to finance your automobile. Quality cars, trucks, SUVs, third low mileage, and one owner automobiles. At two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. One is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. Visit them there at their Fishers dealership, 317-242-2228. Again, 317-842-2228. They're in Noblesville location also, but they're along U.S. 32, 317-773-232. You can stop by, you can visit them online, or you can stop by on site, fritzandfishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So they're working around the diamond right there. Get some final warm-up talk. This is Seth Wagler. Seth Wagler working on the diamond right there. And we appreciate you listening. School baseball here on the diamond. So, I hand you the batter's box, getting ready to step in once again. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein going to step in, as mentioned. Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein just one run away from tying a record. The run scored. That's 47. Needs 48 runs. The 48th run will tie the record. So right hand the batter's box. And then they're going to signal. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Just above the zone. I take that back. They're going to call that a strike. Off the dish. Goes 0-2. Going to work it right there. Comes the wind and the pitch. That's just above the zone. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Working from the windup. Peering over the glove. Here comes a shot to right center field. It'll be in the sunlight. It's going to be caught by the right fielder, Tyler Graber. So Tyler Graber will make the catch, and Hudson Gutwein flies out to right field. The next batter is going to step in for the Knights. 17, Gavin Vitale. Third baseman. From the windup, here comes the wind and the pitch. Outside, ball one. It's at the plate. Step back in, a little bit of open stance. Up in Bichelle, here's the pitch. Just a bit low, ball two. Ball of no strikes, here comes the pitch from Wagler. Upside edge, going to call a strike. Down goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike, here's the pitch. And go base hit to right field. Going to right field, base hit. Gavin Vitale. So Gavin Vitale gets himself aboard a second time. Ball game. He can step in. Be taking minutes. Here and then, looking at singles. Of a set position, Agler comes tie for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out. I was stretched. Swing and a miss. So one ball, one strike, one out. That's back in. A stretch. First base, now the set position. Comes the pitch. Panic. He pitched low. A two. Ball, one strike, one out, signals given. Coordinate, not many, signals given. I was set, position. Comes pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. That's in the batter's box, Caden Minnick. I was stretch, now the set for Wagler. Comes pitch. Just misses outside. All three. Three balls, two strikes. One out. And then looking at signals. Seth Wagler. Out of the set position. Here comes the pitch. Ball four. Next batter in the lineup for the night. Be number three, Jackson Kane. Centers at first and second base. From the fifth inning, nice batting. To step in. One out on the diamond of first and second base. Out of set. That's Wagler checks second base. Here's the pitch. Going to hit one right side out of play. Foul ball. Five-one ball game. Nice batting. Runners at first and second base. Jackson Kane steps back in. Now a stretch. Now the set position. Second base again. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one out. Jackson Kane going to set back in. Turn in, looking at signal. On the stretch, second base, out of the set position. Move back safely. Second base. You tell. No balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane will set back in. Now a stretch, now a set. Just above the zone. A one. And step back in. There's a first and second base. How to set. You take a shot to center field from your move to his right, make the catch. Holland stroke off the bat of Jackson Kane. He caught center field by Ethan Graber. There are two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in. So the Knights, going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Runners at first and second base. Nice batting. From the fifth, out of stretch, now the set. Wagler, second base. This pitch. Can call out a strike. Upside edge. by call. Can't go 0-1. Now stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. Copy cat, swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Might have some off speed. Wagler. No ball, two strikes. Runners at first and second base. It's batting bottom of the fifth. The 5-1 ball game. R. Reeve in front. Out of set. Second base is the pitch. They'll take one the other way. Go down the left field line. He was playing for him to push the baseball. The catch was made by Hunter Yoder. And the Knights are out of the inning. Will mention. And we'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Do thank you. And in. As he was, off the goal. And we thank you for tuning in. And we'll miss him. Anyway, Knights are going to bat. And we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by AGM Auto, LLC, Arcadia, Indiana. AGM Auto is located 1 mile west of Arcadia on 266th Street in Hamilton County. Future of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM. Whether it's a routine oil change or the need, the expertise of an experienced AGM technician, AGM wants you to be safe and to stay safe the road in your automobile. Second type of service offered there at AGM Auto, classic car and truck restoration. If you still have that older truck or car and it's out back, maybe it's covered up in the barn with a tarp. AGM has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty of each and every restoration project they begin. To contact AGM Auto, you can go to them on phone or by go to them by Facebook, and we'll mention that's AGM Auto LLC. And we'll mention you can reach them by telephone at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. So they're going to raise the ball around. I'm working right there on the diamond. And we're going to start Reeves on the bat in the bottom, top of the sixth inning. So Bar Reeves going to step to the plate. And, so they're getting ready to throw one down. Frozen rope, second base. But right there by Hudson Gutwein, Jackson Kane. So they'll throw it around the diamond. They'll put it back in the glove. That's Keaton Brooks. So the next batter in the lineup is going to be Tyler Graber. Tyler Graber, step in. Left-handed batter's box, number 8. Tyler Graber, had a batting average of .284. So I'm going to step in, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Low and outside, ball 1. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. The wind and the pitch in the back, in a pitcher's rubber is Keaton Brooks. Slide one out of play, right, left side. Keaton Brooks now doing the pitching. Nice. Keaton Brooks. Pitching from the rubber. Apparently they're going to single. Out of the line, here's the pitch. Foul 1, out of play. Left side. It goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. Turn in, looking at the signals. Keaton Brooks. Here comes the wind and the pitch. 1 ball, going to get through second and first on the ground. Then the right field. Tyler Graber. Except the base hit. So they're going to make an adjustment right here. Coach McConnell your baseline. So making some little adjustments there. Next batter, the lineup is going to be Tylan Loniger. Tylan Loniger is number 32. Now the left-handed batter's box. Turn in, looking at signals. That was stretch. A set position. Pickoff move, first base. They're going to get him in a rundown. Actually, going to get him in a pickle. And going to hit the out at first base. Nice move by Keaton Brooks. Left-handed move to first base. So, next batter, still in the box. Ready to bat. Balls, no strikes. The batter's box is Miller. Johnny Miller getting some action here in the ballgame. The first base, Mikey Stapleton fields the ground ball out in front of second base. Dart to first base, there's one out. That was Donnie Miller. Donnie Miller was at the plate. I'm getting some playing time right here. And that wasn't the 38, Donnie Miller. So, batter going to step in. Be number 25 for Bar Reeve. Braden Neff. Braden Neff, third baseman. Here's the pitch. Just comes in, strike call. Count goes one. Two out. Top sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. Side low. Blocked by Jackson King on a short hop. Count goes one and one. Then out of the windup, here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Flipped by third baseman, Gavin Boutel. Throw across the diamond. It's going to be in the dirt. Two opportunity there to try by Scheffinger. And Hunter is aboard at first base. Braden Neff. So we're going to step in. Step in his lover. A stretch. Turn in, look at the signal. I was sad. Comes to pitch. The ball high. That became nearly a snap throw to first base. One ball, no strikes. Out of set. And Brooks, here's the pitch. Inside low. Ball two. Balls, no strikes. Bounce. Now the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, first base. Safely. Balls, no strikes, two outs. On a set, here comes the pitch. Three, count goes three balls, no strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Brooks, out of the set. Comes the pitch, taken off for second base. No throw to slide in at first. Safe. Second, count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And then looking at signals. Brooks will step off the back of the rubber. Time called. Brooks. Jackson's going to jog out. Up to Brooks. 3-1 count. Runner, second base. Bought a Reeve. Up in the sixth inning. I've won. Ball game, 5-1 contest, Bart Reeve in front. So we step back in, tap the plate. And then stretch, balls made live. And then look at our signals. Again, looks at second again, out of set position. Comes a pitch from Brooks. Outside edge, strike call. To set back in the rubber. Brooks peers in, looks at signals. Now set position, runner at second base. Here comes the pitch. Inside, ball four. So we'll walk to first base. Nice playing defense here at the top of the sixth inning. So runners at first and second base for the Vikings. Just step back in. In the batter's box, 22 hitter Ethan Graber. Looking out of the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. The set position is the pitch. Swung on, foul ball right there at home plate. We jog back, runners jog back to their respective bases. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Long pier. Open stance, somewhat. Freeze and Graver. Picks on, step off the back of the rubber. Under the first and second base. Now the stretch, now the set. Comes the pitch. One long, ground ball. Third base. Utel, he'll go to second base. Get the put out, get the force out at second base. And the Knights are out of the inning. So we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Knights will bat. And we do thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And we'll also mention the game is in part brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Central Indiana equipment dealer serving customers in the community since 1955. And I probably should mention that we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. And we'll also mention that they have John Deere products. They're open hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. And inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you can stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment inside Titus Bakery and Deli. Enjoy breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. 12 noon. That's in Hamilton County, 1451 East 276th Street, right there at the new overpass. So we'll mention it's along State Road 1 in northern Hamilton County. So there's the ball around the diamond right here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's getting ready for the plate, the home plate. For one down here momentarily, they get their final warm-ups. And they're going to work it from right there, getting their final tosses sent to the plate first. 33, Brent Robbins. Robbins, center fielder. The next batter after Robbins will be Schumer and Brooks. So they're going to throw one to second base. Brent Robbins going to adjust the batting gloves. Put the ball back in the glove. Seth Wagler. So, right here in the batter's box will be Brent Robbins. We're going to work from the pitcher's rubber. We're going to work from the windup. One foot on, one foot off. There's a wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Everybody out. Bottom of the sixth inning, here's a pitch. Strike called. Step back in the rubber. Right in the batter's box. Here comes a wind in the pitch. Upside of ball. Working from the windup, looking over the glove. That's Wagner. Comes the pitch. Swung on. Take it to center field. It allowed us to get the sweet spot, and he fly out to center field. Then Graber are two out. She made one out here in the top bottom of the sixth inning. So next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 12. Ian Schumer. Take that back. It's going to be Alex Schumer. But Schumer stepping in, left-handed batter's box. Here's that back in. Straightaway stance. A little bit of a close stance. Here comes the pitch. Just misses outside, ball one. Step back in, tap the plate. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Taken for a strike. Count goes turn one. Turn in over the glove, looking at signals. Wagler. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Here, ground ball, second base. They're going to field it. Throw a three by Lesser over to Ivan Loniger. Off the bat of Mike Schumer. Two outs stepping into bat. It's going to be Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks. This is number 34. Doing the pitching. Sure has records for the Knights. Pitch comes in outside of ball. In over the glove. Comes the pitch. And the foul ball. Let's see if it's playable. Just out of play. Look right here for Kendall Graber. A foul ball. It goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Lefty in the batter's box. And Brooks. From the windup. Here comes a pitch from Wagner. Swung on. To put one left side, it'll go out of play. Count goes one ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. It's batting. Out of the sixth inning, two outs. And now it's wind up. It comes a wind in the pitch. Outside of ball. Of a breaking pitch, missed outside. That goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch to Keaton Brooks. Outside edge. Strike call. So the Knights are out of the inning. Well mentioned. A little bit about down here, beautiful field here at Victory Field. Victory Field as the guys work down there. And Gary throw the ball around. So the 57th annual baseball. But I'm right here on the surface. This part 418. But they're going to throw the ball around right there. And working the diamond. And we do thank you tuning in. We'll mention today's ballgame is in part brought to you by and we'll mention So the Knights throwing the ball around the diamond. Brooks seeing his second inning of labor right there, his left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, I should mention, he entered this ball game 6-2, 6 wins, 2 losses. We'll mention he also has a 2.32 ERA. And Brooks, working on the diamond, and Keaton Brooks, 4 1/3 innings a season. The Knights. They're going to throw one down, second base. So the Knights play defense here in the top, the seventh inning. 5-1 ball game at the end of that sixth. So the batter in the lineup going to step in. Bar Reed is going to be number 10, Seth Wagler. Pitcher. So left-handed batter's box. Comes a wind in the pitch. Upside a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Seth Wagler in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Side low. 2. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind and the pitch. Oh, and inside. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. Low for ball 4. The next batter is going to step in for Bar Reeves. Coach McConnell is going to make an adjustment on his pad, on his card, talking to the home plate umpire. So, 5-1 ball game. Knights defensively in the top of the seventh inning. The next batter in the lineup is going to be number 40, Jake Paul. Paul, he's a DH. Bar Reeve. Runner at first base. Turning in, looking at signals. Now the stretch, now the set. Cough move at first base. Attempt. Base at first. Step back in, tap the plate. Number 40, Jake Paul. For set, comes the pitch. It'll be a foul ball. A field line just past third base. So, foul ball, left side, count goes 0-1. No one out here in the top of the seventh inning. From the stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Back safely at first base. The ball's 1 strike, Keaton Brooks. Turn in, looking at signals. Now the stretch, now the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in outside. Ball 1. We'll step back in. Right-handed batter's box, Keaton Brooks. The set. Try to attempt in at first base, back safely. One ball, 1 strike. We're going to stretch, now the set. It's going to be a shot to take one to the left center. He can come in looking to make the catch, and does. The Knights. Isaac Suppinger in left field. Makes the catch. One out. Runner at first base. Left-handed batter's box. Levi Lester. Levi Lester was number 23. Second baseman out of the set. Inside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Of a set position. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Fastball, knee high. Strike call. One ball, one strike. Checking wristbands. For numbers. Signals, here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, one strike. Runner at first base for Bar Reeve. Now, here in the top of the seventh inning. Out of set. Gone. Throw at first base. Attempt back safely. Two one count. To come to pitch for Lester. Gonna pop one up. Payable. Jackson Kane makes the catch. So there are one out. Take that back and just drop ball. Couldn't quite catch that one. Just missed that. It was out of our vision, actually. So, balls, no strikes, new batter. The batter's box is Kendall Graver. Attempts at first base, back safely, tag applied. Back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks. How the set, here comes the pitch. Jackson Kane comes out of the crowd from the Jack catch. The one ball, no strikes. Two outs out of the seventh inning. Now stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in. And Brooks. Here's the end, looks at signals. Out of set position, here's the pitch. Foul ball. That gets the screen. Next side. 2-1 count, two outs. Top of the seventh inning. And then looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Throws first base. Back safely. Put a set back in. We're going to look at signals. Keaton Brooks. Comes a 2-1 taking off the second base. Going to be a foul ball. Foul ball. Count. Plays it 2-2. Red jog back. First base. Left-handed batter's box, you'll step in. Kendall Graver. There's the pitch. Down ball to left field. They call timeout on the diamond. Jackson Kane is going to just talk with Keaton Brooks. No balls. Strikes a new batter. A step in. It'll be Tyler Graver. Tyler Graver is number 8. plays right field. So we step back in. Took an open stance. Here and there looking at signal. So stretch. Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Tries to check his swing. And then Jackson Kane agrees. They did that he did check. One ball. Two strikes. Give him a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. That's ball. Looking from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Checked again. Step off the back of the rubber. As Tyler Graver steps out. Peering in, looking at signals. To second base. Out of set position. Pitch comes in, foul ball, left side of play. One ball, two strikes. Two out. Just step back in. Here and in, looking at signals, out of stretch. Keaton Brooks. Here comes your pitch. Two count. Two out. Was it first and second for Bar Reeve? Now the stretch, now the set, comes the pitch. Full swing, foul ball. Right side to dugout. Count remains 2-2. Here's at first and second base. 5-1, ball game. Bar Reeve in front. Comes the pitch. Gonna foul one left side. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter's box. Tyler Graver. Then looks at signals. Keaton Brooks. Comes the pitch. Ground ball, foul. Right side. And a good glove by Bart Reeves on the out of bounds. Balls, two strikes, two outs. Hernan looking at signals. Brooks out of stretch. Step off the back. Hernan looking at signals. Keaton Brooks. Check second base out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Be a ground ball into left center field. Throw it in. You slide head first. Going from second base. From second base is number 35, Landon Miller. So one run in. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Six-one ball game. Bordnay's gonna go out with his infield. So we're gonna meet it right there. So we're going to outfield and Heather going to talk about things out there, out in center field. And, talk things over. And just now, right there in the conversation, the Knights. And I'm going to adjourn the meeting right there. The pitcher's rubber. Keaton Brooks. Stepping in to bat for Bar Reeve is number 32, Island Longaker. Or he'll step into bat, left-handed batter, punter. Turn at second base and first base. First and second. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, misses low, ball one. Set back in the rubber, Brooks. Check second base out of stretch and checks it again. Time called at home plate. Boniker, granted. One ball, no strikes. Working out a stretch, not a set. Inside, a ball. It goes two balls, no strikes. Bounce. Time out on the diamond. Pretty coordinated for the home plate. Umpire, he's going to make an adjustment. He's going to take the Brent Robbins to go over the bullpen area. He's going to take Zeke Suffinger to center field. And they'll go with the left fielder. So two balls, no strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Brooks. How was set? Comes in. Ball low. One ball, no strikes. Step in. Here and look at signals. All set. Strike called. Side edge. Three balls, one strike. Two out. Just a pitch, ground ball, foul. Height of space line. Just right at first baseline for about 30, 40 feet up the line. Three balls, two strikes. And then look at the signals, Keaton Brooks. Just step out of the box again. Evelyn Loniger. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here's the pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. So, Keaton Brooks issue a hit by pitch to first base is Loniker. Next batter getting ready to step in is going to be number 25, nine hitter Brady Hep, for baseman. Turn in, looking at signals and step off the back of the rubber. Time called. Action came. The runners on each base. Bar Reese. Two outs. Top of the seventh inning. So, time out on the diamond. Coach Connell talking with ball player, Brady Knepp, walk back towards home plate. Brady Knepp. So, I'm out again, breaking the action, Coach Bordenay. Gonna go out to the pitcher's rubber, and probably gonna make a change here. So, probably going to make a change. And half the pitch is rubber. So, bullpen activity. Some more throws, a few more pitches there. Brent Robbins. forgiven. Get his arm loose. So jog out. And Brent Robinson jog out. Get some final, get some words there from Jackson Kane before he gets his rubber. Get some warm-up tosses here on the pitcher's mound. So, good ball game here. We're trying to kind of do the best that could be done. So that with the ball game, the waves, or whatever the waves are. But, and working from the windup, or working from the stretch to warm up. And Robbins. So, Ben Robbins working the wind up. Bar Reeve. Batter. Braden Neff. Ben Robbins. Throwing a fastball. Getting loose. Right there. His rubber. He's working his stretch. Here comes the pitch. So, turn in. In the fastball. Bar Reed Vikings and Central Catholic Knights. So, he'll work from the wind up or stretch, actually. And I do appreciate you putting in that we'll mention. Ben Robbins finds a situation there. So he's going to sit behind the pitcher's rubber. The next batter, and for Far Reed, is number 25, Braden Neff. So working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Of live, the stretch, now the set. Foul, tip, check swing foul, back to the screen. Right side, right-handed batter. 25, Braden Neff. So peering in, looking at signals. Balls, one strike, of a set. He's a pitch high for ball one. It's above the zone. One ball, one strike. Wow. Runners at first, second, and third base for Bar Reeve. I was set. Pitch comes in, inside edge, strike call. One goes one and two. One ball, two strikes. Turn in, looking at signals. Out of stretch. For a set, a check third base. The pitch. When he's about tip, the mask is Jackson Kane. Then off the bottom of the gear, it goes one and two once again. Tearing in, looking at signals. Out of a set. Pitch. Hit one to the left field. Come in and make the catch. Beating Brooks. That was three outs here in the top of the seventh. It's a 7-1 ball game. Central Catholic going to bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. I've read that three times, so. So we do thank you for tuning in. We thank you for baseball. And Knights are going to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. So they're going to adjourn their meeting out in front of the base dugout. And some warm-up tosses out there on the surface. We thank you for tuning in. And we're working from the windup, getting loose right there. Knights are bad in the bottom of the seventh inning. First batter to the plate going to be number 11, Mike Stapleton. Working from the windup, getting loose right there. Going to be Mike Stapleton. And then get a get right there at the top of the seventh inning. So working out a stretch and getting warmed up. We're going to throw one down to second base. Catcher number 36, Kendall Graber. So they put the ball in the glove of Seth Wagler. Stepping in, Mike Stapleton. Mike Stapleton, number 11, the Knights. And now the windup becomes a pitch. He's going to take one to the left field. So he's have enough air under it. It's going to be caught in left field. There's one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next batter for the Knights is going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein going to step in. Hudson Gutwein. Got a hit in this ball game, got a base hit. Three hits on the season. Chucked in outside of ball. No balls, one strike. That's going to wind up. That's Wagner. It's a pitch. Pop one up. The infield. Be called for by the first baseman. Kylan Loniger. Two out. Next batter in the lineup. Be Gavin Tell. Right into batter's box. Here comes the pitch. One ball, no strikes. Working out the windup to the pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Turn in, look at the signal. Here's when it comes to pitch. Strike call. Count goes 2-1. Balls, one strike. Working out of the windup. Here's the pitch. It'll be a ground ball. Second base. Will be fielded by Levi Lester. He'll throw to first base. Kylan Loniger. And they get the put out. It's going to be completion of this ball game. Final score. It's Bar Reef 7. So Catholic 1. Steve, thank you for tuning in. And, Will Minton. Bar Reef. Class 1A state champion. So Will Minton, we do appreciate you tuning in. We do thank for good baseball right here and for the efforts the coaches put in, all the effort that they put in behind the scenes for these young men. Very kind, and we appreciate that. And hopefully, sorry about that. 6-1 ball game. So a 6-1 ball game. But anyway, we do thank you for tuning in. We thank the opportunity to be here, and we're gonna bow out of here. We thank my wife back home, and we appreciate all, and thank my wife back home. She does more than monitor, and I appreciate her, and just know that we're missing. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, it would just fire burn. Thank you. Thank you. Thank them. Good night. Thank you.